Gerald Malloy. Gerald Malloy beat his opponent Mark Kirster by a margin of 54 points and will now face incumbent Democrat Becca Ballant in the general election in November. Gerald Malloy is a U.S. Army veteran and he worked as a defense contractor as well. He lives in Wethersfield and he was also the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in 2022 and 2024. Gerald Malloy, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Michaela. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Very glad to have you on with us. Gerald, when you last spoke to Vermont Edition, you said that you had met around 100,000 Vermonters, something like that. I was a little skeptical of that claim, but in the last couple of weeks, I have run into you at Addison County Fair and Field Days, at a Lake Monsters game. You have been very busy trying to get out the vote. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. And yes, it's a lot of hard work. And you're right, it's been 4.5 years. I am very proud and humbled and honored to be a 3-time nominee to represent Vermont in Congress. But I feel great about this win by a very large margin. And I'm looking forward to debating Congresswoman Ballant just as soon as possible, not waiting to the end of October or November. And I just listened to Molly Gray. The Vermont has become unaffordable. It's a place to leave, and I have a platform of ideas that I'm going to do to change that, working with our Republican governor.
Have you heard from your primary opponent, Mark Kirster, since your victory?
I have not personally, no.
Well, heading into the general, there's many differences between you and your opponent, Becca Ballant. So I do think you both have Vermont's priorities at the center of your campaign and your campaign promises. What are going to be some of the main ways that you try to elevate your own experience and your own priorities over those of Congresswoman Ballant?
Sure. Well, I'm a West Point graduate, a decorated veteran. I've got 40 years of government and business experience. I am a Vermont dad, and I love Vermont. But really, this election is about affordability, and underneath affordability and delivering results related to that, it's about Vermont finally having balanced, moderate representation in Washington, D.C. It's been 25 years. It's about delivering results from Washington for Vermont. I think here in Vermont, I think Vermonters are ready to reject the progressive left because it is the reason. I just heard Molly Gray talking about the blame game, but the truth of the matter is, look at the voting record, particularly of my opponent, Congresswoman Ballant, as Senate Majority Leader, Senate Pro Tem, all the things, the policies and the taxes and the new taxes and the increases and the blocking 250 reform that she voted for. That's put us in this unaffordable people leaving situation. So I look to deliver results from Washington and work with our Republican governor. And lastly, Michaela, we've talked about this. I realize there's a lot of animosity towards the president. I'm not running about the White House or the Oval Office. I'm more running to deliver results for Vermont and work to be the governor's ally in Vermont, which he doesn't have now, to deliver results. And I know there are some specific areas, immigration, relations with Canada, that I know I can impact because angry rhetoric and the constant bashing, that's all we're getting now from our congressional delegation. That's not working. That's not delivering results for Vermont.
Well, at the risk of asking you to repeat yourself, you preempted my next question. I am hoping to hear a little bit more on this from you, which is in a prior interview that we did, you stated that you want to work in concert with Governor Phil Scott. You're just saying that again today. He's very much not a fan of President Trump. He's voted for Trump's Democratic opponents in past elections. You yourself have supported Trump at the ballot box, though I know there are a number of things about the president that you have called out on and say that you don't support. But I am curious what your exact message is to voters, particularly Democratic and independent Scott voters, who, like the governor, are not fans of Donald Trump and might question your past support for him.
Right. Well, like the governor, I'm interested in reaching pragmatic solutions for Vermont. And you know what? We might have some disagreements in areas, and we have. But I'm running about Vermont to deliver results for Vermont. And what we're getting from the congressional delegation is not doing that. I know the congressional delegation is not working, you know, hand in glove with the governor to deliver results for Vermont. I want to be his ally down there. And that's really what it's all about is Vermont's not doing well. The progressive left has led us to this unaffordability, people leaving situation. And, like you mentioned, I think that 100,000 number, that's a little low at this point, because even at the Addison County Fair, I might have met 3,000 people. You know, I stood outside the gate there, Vermonters are upset. I think they are very ready. We can talk about an uphill battle as a Republican here in Vermont, but Vermonters are ready to move away from the progressive left. And what I think is really happening is, frankly, the Democrat Party is in disarray. I mean, you got people like James Carville talking about leaving the party. The progressive left took it over. They're moving in a not good direction. You see it across the country. And I think some Democrats and a big chunk of Vermont voters are independents, are looking for, moderate, balanced representation that's going to deliver results. They're tired of the angry rhetoric. I'm not that kind of person. To include all the name calling, both sides, even at the highest level, I'm not like that. But I think that's appealing to Vermonters, all of that.
Lastly, Gerald, we have just about a minute left with you. Headed into the general elections now, you are facing an incumbent, Becca Ballant, who won in the last general election by a very wide margin. What's next for your campaign in the days and weeks ahead?
Continuing to meet Vermonters. I'm going to start up a Meet the Candidate Zoom meeting here very soon. I'm looking forward to debating Congresswoman Ballant at least three times here in the very near future. Like I said, continuing to meet Vermonters, and the last election, that was against the opponent that I beat very, very handily. So there's a race here. It's going to be in the best interest of Vermont to get moderate, balanced representation in Washington, D.C. We're leaving a lot on the table down there because we've alienated the current administration. I have issues with the current administration, but I'm going to be able to actually impact some change for Vermonters related to those, which is not happening now. The angry rhetoric's not getting it done.
Gerald Malloy is the Republican nominee for Vermont's sole seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Gerald Malloy, thank you for coming on and congratulations on your win.